Please welcome to the program forward for the San Jose Sharks, Mr. Joel Randall Ward. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. Are you at the gym now, or are you still waking up?
I'm heading there. I'm making my way there.
BioSteel Camp. Is it fun?
Intense. Yeah, it's always a good time. It's always a good time.
What do you guys do with this? Because we talked to Max Domi yesterday, and he said, really, you're just hanging out with guys, you get your legs going, and then you go out and you bang it up on the town. Is that pretty much the deal?
That's pretty accurate. But I think for the most part, yeah, you get a lot of guys that are you cross paths with during the year, so it's kind of funny because there's some guys there that you would battle with quite a bit, and now you're high-fiving them in the locker room, so you're just going through some drills, and it's a pretty good pace, actually. So it's definitely a good workout, a good tune-up for the year.
Who are you battling out there that normally you're like, man, I hate playing against this guy, but he's a pretty decent individual?
There's a few guys. Obviously with Wayne Simmons, again, I'm always, I used to cross paths him in that Metro Division, and now I'm on the same team as him, so it's kind of weird in that sense. And, Tom Wilson's another kid that I played with, and now we're just on the opposite ends. But I just finished a series with Scotty Upshaw in St. Louis, so it's just kind of funny. You're just battling for seven games, and all of a sudden, yeah, you're just talking about, regular stuff on a day-to-day.
Mm-hmm. Joel Ward, our guest for the San Jose Sharks, obviously going to the Stanley Cup Final, and, you when you sign with the team, you hope for the best, but wonderful year, great stretch run, coming up a little bit short. How difficult is that for guys like you that have got some service time, and you're not pointing it out, but not the window isn't, you're not 22. Guys like you, guys like Joe Thornton, how difficult was that for you at the end of the season to go out like that, and how proud of you were that run?
Yeah, it was definitely a long run. I think, you don't realize it when you're in the moment of, what you kind of just gone through. I think it kind of hits you more a little bit. I think for me, just a couple of weeks after, just once I kind of really wound down that, we just kind of went through a pretty good series. So it was definitely tough to swallow for sure. I mean, when you got that close, you really were pulling through and trying to hope to get to the end and I think as you got people around you, your friends and family just kind of, really rooting for you and sending you messages and calling you. And, it was definitely tough down the end for sure. I mean, we had a great group from all the series. We battled hard and, we had a good leadership group, I thought. And our coaches staff did a really good job of just kind of putting things in place. But I thought our leadership really, with the Thorns, Pavelskis, Marlowe's, those guys carried the load quite a bit.
Joel, how do Burns and Thornton play with those beards?
Yeah. What's in those beards is more important.
I don't think anybody wants to know what's in an NHLer's beard, do they?
Honestly, they were our go-to guys. So I felt like I was trying to get my beard up to that status, but, it just seems like that was something that was working for them. I mean, Burns, he was obviously, he's been rocking it for a while. And, Jumbo, too, has been... they're just good dudes, man. I don't know if you got a chance to meet them, but they're just really good dudes that, I think is definitely the epitome of the National Hockey League.
Yeah, and then those are the guys you feel for. And you and I have a little bit of history, so obviously I was rooting for you. Both the stories are great. Mm-hmm. Pittsburgh coming off the back of what they did and changing their season and the unlikely run that you guys really went on. And just because of the history, right, you think, oh, the Sharks, they'll never make it. And you get to the Stanley Cup Final, and there's some great stories like yourself and Joe and Marlowe and those guys, you show up and really solidify kind of the personality of the group. Is this the closest group you've played for a couple of teams? Is this one of the closer groups, the more tight-knit groups you've played with before?
Yeah, I definitely would say so for sure. I think everybody gets along. I think, I thought our leadership group, again, was a reason for that. I thought they made it a lot easier, a lot fun to come to the rink, and what they did on the ice was amazing. So it was just something that was just easy to follow, but everyone got along. We've hung out quite a bit. We've, on the plane rides there's a lot of jokes going on, and, you know, road trips since we've traveled quite a bit. You know, we've always had a bunch of guys at dinners, and it was definitely the closest group for sure. And I'm just kind of hoping to get a chance to get back there if we can.
Joel, how hard is it to get through the Western Conference just to get to the Stanley Cup Final?
It's damn tough, man. You beat one team and you got to face somebody else. You know, you're playing against Anaheim all the time, and it was an adjustment period for sure for me going back to the West. I mean, I didn't, you know, you're just battling hard. There's some big body teams that it's just physically demanding. It's just a lot of grind. And I thought, you're playing LA, and the next night you're playing Anaheim, and then, you know, and then you're going over and you got to play, you know, maybe Chicago or somebody else in the West. So, the games were in the series and the season were definitely a toll. I thought, you know, we did a really good job, especially on the road, and to put us in a good position in the playoffs. And then again, we end up playing, LA first round, and then getting through that. And then you got to go face Nashville, and then we played St. Louis. So it was definitely, it was definitely something definitely to remember. I thought each series was different, but it was just tough. And as you said, it was just grueling for sure.
Well, listen, you were great, and we follow closely here. And you played a hell of a playoff run, you specifically, and the rest of your team. And all good stories, good group. And we'll be watching again this year. Best of luck to you in your BioSteel camp, and take it easy on everybody, old man.
Appreciate that.
Okay, brother.
No need for that, actually.
Okay. Right, we'll talk to you soon, Joel Ward.